Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Last Sunday, we thought about the question the crowd asked Jesus. What does God want us to do? Jesus answered, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." In other words, to do what God wants is to believe what Jesus said about himself and his relationship with the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. To believe in Jesus is to trust in the truthfulness of his words. So when the crowd heard Jesus say, "I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever," they began to complain about him. There were some in the crowd who had known Jesus for most of his 30 or so years. They knew that he grew up in Nazareth, the son of Joseph the carpenter and Mary his mother. How could he claim he came down from heaven? Anyway, would God send a poor tradesman to be the divine messenger? In these comments, the people were judging Jesus according to human values and external standards. The result was that some people stopped following Jesus. There were some others in the crowd who, on hearing Jesus say, "I am the bread of life," began to argue with each other about what Jesus meant. They were eager to tell each other what they should think, and heated arguments filled the air. What they neglected to do was to be quiet, to listen, and to prayerfully think about what Jesus was saying. They missed the chance to ask, "What does God think? What does God want us to do?" There were others in the crowd who did listen to what Jesus was saying, but they did not learn. Their minds were closed. There are different kinds of listening. The Bible teacher William Barclay lists six different ways of listening. There is the listening of criticism. There is the listening of resentment. There is the listening of superiority. There is the listening of indifference. There is the listening of the person who only listens because at the moment they cannot get the chance to speak. And there is listening with the intention of learning. Listening to God in order to learn is to experience what Jesus was referring to when he said, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day." The word which the Gospel of John uses for to draw is the same word which is used to describe Peter dragging the net full of large fishes up the seashore in the resurrection appearance of Jesus beside the Sea of Galilee. It is also the word used in Acts to describe Paul and Silas being dragged before the marketplace authorities in Philippi. The word to draw implies that some resistance is present. When the Father draws a person towards Jesus, there is often some resistance. People can choose to resist being drawn to Jesus, and God will respect their decision. However, when a person resists the God of love, drawing them to Jesus, they are choosing to deny themselves the bread of life. They are choosing to refuse the essential for life in this world and in the world to come. To do what God wants us to do is to believe in the one God has sent. When our Father in heaven draws us to Jesus, and we open the door of our heart to him and welcome him in, we receive the bread of life. To accept Jesus is to find life, a life which gives real life in this world and glory in the world to come. Amen.